I still see a lot of people online claiming that there's an AI bubble. And I've been watching this and analyzing it, and I'm convinced that this is something people tell themselves so they don't have to process the reality of AI potentially making their job obsolete, or their role in society could be radically altered or even made obsolete in some cases. And so it's much easier just to say, oh, well, AI is a bubble, you know, whoo, good thing. Yeah, we don't have to worry about it. It's just gonna be another thing that comes and goes, and then everything's going to be the same. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not the case. AI itself is not a bubble at all. Now, AI company stock prices might be overvalued. I have no idea. I don't watch those. I don't own any. I don't gamble in the stock market at all. I don't own a single stock on purpose. So I don't know about the stock prices, but AI technology is not in a bubble at all. In fact, as you are seeing all of these large corporations announcing AI replacements of human workers right now, middle managers, white collar workers, you know, desk workers, they're being replaced in America by the hundreds of thousands right now, even in 2025. And what that indicates is that there's not an AI bubble, there's a human worker bubble. The human worker bubble is popping, not an AI bubble. And again, a lot of people don't want to admit that, but that's exactly what's happening. And another way that you know the AI bubble is not popping is that companies like NVIDIA, they can't even begin to keep up with demand for their AI microchips. I mean, they've got pre-orders out for years, for 5 years. Every time they announce something, they can't even keep up with the sales. Recently, they announced their product DGX Spark, which I bought one. I'll give you a full report on that later. It's not as impressive as I thought, but it's still, well, that's funny because, you know, 5 years ago, I would have considered it a magic miracle box, but today I have much higher expectations. Nevertheless, NVIDIA couldn't even keep up with the sales. I mean, their e-commerce website just cratered for days. There was so much demand for that product. And the only reason I was able to get one is because I was on a wait list since February. So, you know, we're talking 9 or 8 months on a wait list. And then they said, you can buy one. So I bought the one. Would I have bought more? Yes, if I could have bought two. In fact, I tried to buy two. Yeah, their e-commerce site was completely cratered. I couldn't even buy a second one. So how is that a bubble when everybody in the world wants their product in essentially unlimited quantities? If NVIDIA increased their production by 10x, they would still have full demand for all their products. They would not have a glut. So I don't know what that means about NVIDIA's stock price. I did hear that they're now valued at $5 trillion. Okay. Again, I'm not even keeping track of that. I don't care what their stock price is. What I care about is how many of their microchips can I get? Because I'm using them in our AI project. I'm buying them on a regular basis. I mean, my budget probably over the next year for buying just NVIDIA microchips, just my budget, is probably hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's nothing compared to the big tech companies or companies like, you know, Anthropic or obviously ChatGPT, OpenAI, etc. They're spending billions of dollars. And they just can't get the products they want. They can't get the microchips. By the way, as a side note, did you know that manufacturing microchips takes, on average, about 3 months? And that it has to go through multiple steps, including UV lithography, and then etching and polishing and vacuum deposition for each layer of the microchip. And then there are something like 17 layers on typical modern chips. And the process of doing all of this as these chip platters, they move through a microchip factory, this process can take about 3 months. And did you know that if any time during that 3 months, if there's a power outage or an earthquake, that vibrates the building, everything in that building is ruined. Everything's ruined. And they have to start over. And on one platter, there might be 200 CPUs that are being etched and, you know, created through all these steps. So we're talking, you know, active in a microchip warehouse at any one time, there could be hundreds of millions of dollars, even maybe approaching $1 billion of microchip inventory in the process of being made. But again, that pipeline is a 3-month pipeline. And if anything goes wrong, it's all ruined. So don't think that they're just churning out microchips in a day. You know, like they're stamping them out. No, there's not. It's nothing like that. Especially when you get to the 2-nanometer level of precision. 2 nanometers, 2 billionths of a meter. That's the size of the transistors. I mean, we're talking about any little tiny vibration. It's all ruined. Earthquake, you know, nuclear bomb detonation, whatever. It's gone. So it's going to take time to crank up these factories and to crank out the microchips. It's going to take time. And for years to come, as far as I can see, everybody's going to be buying as many chips as they can. And it's not a bubble. It's a race to acquire compute. It's a race. And anybody who thinks that AI isn't useful just absolutely doesn't know what they're talking about. I mean, think about this. On censored.news, which I have rebuilt using AI coding, right now on censored.news, you can go there and you can see that it has, it every half hour, it identifies the most important emerging news trends spanning, I think, 8 categories now, health and finance and tech and so on. And then it lets you analyze those news trends to see what's happening. And then there's a podcast that's generated between Reese and Nova, a man and a woman who talk about the news. That podcast is regenerated every 30 minutes. It's completely automated with AI. And now I've just added music. So at the end of every podcast, there's a feature music song that's generated that's entirely based on the lyrics. I mean, the lyrics are based on the news. So now, I mean, I almost did that as an experiment just to see if I could. But now you go there and you can listen to the podcast. You can get the news in about 6 to 8 minutes. And then you can hear a fun song that's all about those same headlines. And the song is awesome. And it's auto-generated. AI does all that. And I program the whole thing using AI coding. And the AI code uses a whole bunch of different other engines. It uses APIs to talk to many different engines, including Suno for the music generation. And it uses our own AI engine for the music lyrics generation or for the podcast dialogue generation. It generates the conversation between Reese and Nova. And then I use another engine to generate the actual audio. And then I use another engine to combine the podcast audio with the music audio, etc. Even the crawler that crawls the websites, we now have about 80 websites that are crawled on censored.news. That crawler is all written by AI coding. I haven't even looked at that code. And then even within our own company, we use AI constantly every day. We use AI every day for all kinds of things, from research and supply chain decisions and automating email templates for automated research, first drafts of articles that then get turned over to our human editors, etc. We use AI automation for everything we can imagine, and we're going to implement it even more. Like pretty soon on naturalnews.com, you'll have a podcast that tells you about the latest news there. And you can ask the AI engine on Natural News anything about recent stories on the site. So, yeah, AI is incredibly useful. And it keeps getting better. The tools I'm using right now have only existed in, you know, for the last 90 days. A year ago, this wasn't possible. A year from now, what I'm doing today will seem obsolete. So understand what this means. The world's changing dramatically. AI is going to absolutely replace millions of jobs all across America. And it's starting with the white-collar jobs, which is exactly what I predicted. I said first it's going to be agentic AI, and AI agents are going to replace the desk jobs. And then if you fast forward a few more years, you're going to see AI robots replacing labor jobs. That's coming too. So be ready for this. It's no joke. It's coming. It's not a bubble. It's just beginning. And if you don't yet know how to use AI to make your own work more efficient and smarter, you need to jump on that. Seriously, learn how to use AI, find ways to use it in your job, your work, your research, you know, writing reports, whatever you need to do. And start augmenting your brain with AI, or you're going to be obsolete, period. It's happening. If you want to use our AI engine, by the way, you can find it at brighteon.ai, which will forward you to brightu.ai. So feel free to use that. It's the best in the world by far on all real world topics because it's trained on reality, not wokeism. So check that out and check out censored.news. And also you can find more of my podcasts at brighteon.com, or you can follow me on our social media, brighteon.social. So join us there. Stay informed, stay alert, you know, up your game, get up to speed on all of this, and thank you for listening. Take care.
Organic foods deliver more antioxidants. Our organic adaptogen ginger latte recipe delivers the remarkable health benefits of functional mushrooms, ginger, and more. Get your recipe kit today at the Health Ranger store.